Jesus, Jesus, at the mention of your name, every knee shall bow and tongue proclaim, Jesus, Jesus, you are Savior, you are Lord, and you are God. Jesus, Jesus, at the mention of your name, every knee shall bow and tongue proclaim, Jesus, Jesus, you are Savior, you are Lord, and you are God. Jesus, Jesus, at the mention of your name, every knee shall bow and tongue proclaim, Jesus, Jesus, you are Savior, you are Lord, and you are God. You're the only living God. You're the only living God. We say you're the only living God. We say you're the only living God. Jesus, Jesus, at the mention of your name, every knee shall bow and tongue proclaim, Jesus, Jesus, you are Savior, you are Lord, and you are God. You are Savior, you are Lord, and you are God. You are Savior, you are Lord, and you are God. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many manifold blessings, for blessing us to see a brand new day. For we can boldly declare right now as we begin our prayer this morning, that this is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. Thank you for allowing us to see another day that was not promised, but a day that you have made, a day, God, that you have made because you know our ending from our beginning. And so, God, we thank you, God, that you know everything about us. And not only do you know everything about us, but you do all things well. And so as we begin this morning, we cry out the name of Jesus, because your word says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord, that at the name of Jesus, demons have to be subject to the name of Jesus, which means that sickness and disease has to be subject to the name of Jesus, which means foolishness, oh God, and dissension has to be subject to the name of Jesus, which means that chaos, God, and death, and God, everything that comes around in this world has to be subject to the name of Jesus. And so, God, help us to learn how to call on the name of Jesus, who is still our strong tower, the name of Jesus, who is still our Savior, the name of Jesus, who is still our deliverer and our keeper, the name of Jesus, God, who is a rock in a weary land and a shelter in the time of storm. God, help us, Lord, today, that as we seek your face and as we grow our spiritual relationship with you, to remember the work, to remember the life-sustaining power that comes through the name of Jesus. And as we begin to pray, and as we learn how to pray, oh God, our desire is that we draw nearer to thee. Teach us to pray, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You tell us in your word that men ought to always pray. So, God, you gave us a blueprint, Lord. You didn't just tell us that we should pray, but you gave us a blueprint. And the disciples came to Jesus and asked Jesus to teach them how to pray. Lord, they had a desire to pray because they saw Jesus praying. It wasn't that he was not doing what he was supposed to be doing, God, but he was constantly and continuously in prayer. He would set himself aside and would take time to commune with you. And they noticed it, God, and it impressed them, God, and it gave them a desire to learn how to pray just like Jesus prayed. And then not only that, God, the disciples of John were known to pray, Lord, and the disciples of John said that he had taught them how to pray. And so, God, in one instance in your word, they came to Jesus after he had been praying and asked him to teach them how to pray. And he gave them these words: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine art the kingdom, the power, for thine art the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and amen. Forever and now and amen. And then, God, you gave us that blueprint to acknowledge you, to magnify you, to come before your presence with singing. Not just to come before you, but God, to set an atmosphere, God, where you can come in and you can inhabit our praises. To set an atmosphere of worship, God, and adoration, where we stop thinking about ourselves in spite of our needs, in spite of our desires, in spite of our circumstances, in spite of our situations. To set an atmosphere, God, to transfer our focus from off the things that are concerning us and the things that are of this world, and get our hearts and our minds lined up with you spiritually, God, that we will submit to your will and that we would submit to your way. So when we pray, God, we begin off with acknowledging, God, that you are God, that there is no one like you, that you are magnificent in all your ways, God, that you are glorious in all your ways, and that we should be thankful unto you and that we should bless your name, Lord, because you have set us free, God. I want to say thank you for the freedom from sin, from the freedom from bondage, from the freedom, God, from the cares of this world, for freeing myself, God, so that you might get the glory out of my life. I want to say thank you, God, because no one was able to do it but you, God. You are the only one who can wash away my sins. God, you're the only one, God, who can make me whole within, God. You're the only one, God, who can turn me around, God, and give me another chance to say yes to your will. And for that, I am grateful this morning. Lord, for that, I am thankful. And so we acknowledge, God, that you alone are God, that there was no one like you. God, that you are magnificent in all your ways, that you are glorious in all your ways. And so we said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. God, your name is hallowed in this place. Oh, God, we submit to your name, God, and we submit to your glory. Oh, God, come to more and have your way even now, God, as we surrender to you, as we put aside our sins, as we put aside our weights, God, those things that beset us and those things that cause us to not fulfill your purpose and the plans that you have for our lives, God. We seek your face this morning. We call on the name of your son, Jesus, because Jesus is our intercessor, God. He intercedes on our behalf, God, each and every day, Lord, so that you won't consume us, but that we'll continue to be covered by the blood. Cover us even now, God, for your name is mighty, God, and we don't want your name to be shamed, God. We, oh God, need you to cover us in your blood, God, for your name is great, God, and we want the heathens to know that
we serve a great and mighty God. We don't want them to see our foolishness. God, we don't want them to see, God, our issues, God. We don't want them to see, God, the butt of our ministry. But, Lord, we want to let our light shine, oh, God, so that you might get the glory out of our lives each and every single day. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so as we surrender to you, God, we ask that your will might be done. God, you promise in your word that the things that we do on earth, you're willing to do those same things in heaven on our behalf. So you tell us that whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven, God. Oh, God, I pray that you would free us, oh God, from the bonds of sin and the bonds, oh God, of desiring or God, of relying upon the things of this world. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Oh God, our flesh is enmity against you, God. It battles and wars against you. So a believer cannot rely upon his flesh. A believer cannot rely upon his wits. A believer cannot rely upon, oh God, his education. A believer can't rely upon, God, anything that is of this world, oh God, to draw us nearer to thee, to be effective in ministry for you, God. But we must surrender to your will, God, wholly and completely. We must find ourselves seeking after you, God, and your kingdom, Lord, and your righteousness, and so that you can add everything that we need and more, God. If we would learn, God, to seek your face in every situation, God, when we get up in the morning, God, to seek your face, Lord. Oh, God, when we make our way to work, God, to seek your face, God, when we think about what we're wearing, God, we have to seek your face, God, before we go into any meeting, God, to seek your face, God, when we're talking to our children, Lord, to seek your face no matter what we find ourselves to do. If we would just say, God, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, we surrender to you, God, your will be done in our lives. And then you said, whatsoever we loose in heaven will it be loose, loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And so, God, we want to bind the spirit of depression out of the lives of your people. Oh, God, bind the spirit of confusion. Oh, God, bind the spirit of doubt right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because the things that you do that blow our mind is according to the power that works in us. And the power that works in us, God, is the belief that you alone are God. The power that works in us, God, is faith in the Son of the living God. The power that works in us is the Spirit of God who dwells within us, Lord, because we don't belong to ourselves. The power, God, belongs to you, God. And so, God, it's according to the power that works in us. Grow our faith, Lord, today. Oh, God, that we'll be willing to say yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. And then we won't allow anything to cause a separation between us and thee, God. We will be determined to walk with you. We will be determined to talk to you. God, we will be determined to live for you, God. We'll be determined, God, to do your will, God, in every area of your life. So give us to seek your face, Lord. Seek your direction. Seek your will for our lives, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. To say yes to your will, God. To say yes to your way. And when we surrender to you, God, then your kingdom could come and your will could be done, Lord. We don't have to wait until heaven, God, to receive heavenly rewards, Lord. But we can live on in heaven, on earth this day, God. If we surrender to you, God, and cast all of our cares upon you, God, you said that you'll keep us in perfect peace, God. If we keep our minds stayed on you, if we'll continue in everything that we find ourselves doing, then, Lord, we can live on heaven. Heaven here, and we live in heaven here on earth. And so, God, let your will be done, God, in our lives, in the lives of our children, in the lives of our loved ones, in the lives of our families. Let your will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the lives of our co-workers, God. Help us to be difference makers, Lord, and lights to those that are dark and in dreary situations, Lord. Let us have a word of encouragement, God, each and every opportunity, oh, God, to give earnest heed or to give an explanation of why we have hope, Lord. Oh, God, your word tells us to never have come across a situation where you cannot explain why you believe and who you believe. And so, God, give us holy boldness, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to not to rely upon our flesh, God. Oh, God, but to let the world know that we put flesh under subjection, and it was not by our power, and it was not by our might, but it was by the Spirit of our God who forgave us and who washed us and who cleansed us and who breathed a breath of life into us, who turned us around, God, and placed our feet on solid ground. It was nobody but you, God. We can let the whole world know that Jesus saves, Jesus delivers, and Jesus sets free. So, God, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Every day, God, that you make provisions for us. You bless us with new mercies every single day. That's a part of our daily bread. You breathe life into us every single day, God. That's our daily bread. You keep us, oh God, from all hurt, harm, and danger, God, if we submit ourselves to you and surrender to your will, God. That's our daily bread. God, you not only meet our physical needs, I mean our spiritual needs, Lord, but you meet our physical needs as well. God, you take care of the whole man, Lord. You don't just take care of one part, oh God, but as we bless you and as we surrender to you and as we submit to your will, God, you help draw us to thee, God, and you have strengthened us, God, and make us stronger in our Christian walk. And as we continue to grow our faith in you, you continue to meet the need, God. We take you out of the box and believe the impossible. We can see the invisible, and God, no matter what we have, God, and whatsoever state we find ourselves in, we'll be content, God. Oh, God, satisfied just with knowing who Jesus is, God. Satisfied with knowing that this is not my home, God, that you have gone to prepare a place for me, God, because you promised in your word that that's what you've done. And so, God, you are our daily bread, God. You're the best thing that we can look for each and every morning, God. If I have a relationship with you, Lord, that's the best thing, God. Oh, God, I don't need have to look at the food. I don't have to look at the raiment, God, because you take care of those things that can't even take care of themselves, Lord. You said, how? Look at the lilies of the field, how I've dressed them and I've adorned them, and they are beautiful. They don't tend to them their own selves. How I feed the birds and the fowls of the air, Lord, that I feed them daily and I consistently take care of them. How so much more will I take care of and will I tend to those that I love? How much more will I take care of and tend to those things of those people, God, that I've made in my own image? God, you have promised that you would never leave us and that you would ever forsake us and that you would give us and supply all of our needs, Lord. So, God, our daily bread is just you. You are the substance of our lives. You are the hope for today, the hope for tomorrow. God, you are everything that we need and more. So, God, help us to be satisfied with you, satisfied with your will, satisfied with your purpose, God, satisfied with your plans. God, help us, Lord, today to put flesh under subjection, to cast the devil out of the mind, cast the devil out of the wheel, cast the devil out of our lives, cast the devil out of our situation, cast the devil, oh God, out of every area of our lives, cast them out of our finances, Lord. You've given us that authority. You've given us that power, God, to speak, oh God, and bind the devil, God, and loose your freedom, loose your healing, loose your deliverance, God, loose, oh God, our resources, God. You've given us that authority to speak those things that are not as though they were. And that is the confidence, God, that when we speak, you hear us. And when we're speaking, God, we're enabling you. We're empowering you. God, we're relying upon you to move on our behalf and to come to our rescue and to come through, God, as you always do, right on time. And so, God, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. God, our daily portions. Every day, God, you bless us. Oh, God, with grace and mercy. I can't get past the daily bread, God, because you are the bread of life. You are what we need and more. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He referred to himself as the bread of life, that we could come to him and get a water and drink water from the wells of salvation and never thirst again. Satisfaction, God. You provide. Meet every need, God. You provide. Make the ways out of no way, God. You provide, Lord. You meet every single need, God, in our lives. And for that, gratefulness flows from within us this morning.
our daily bread, and then forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. God, we have some hard times, Lord, being willing to forgive. And that's a hang-up, God, that we have in this walk. And I pray, God, that you will bind that spirit that's not willing to be like you. For when we were in sin, you gave your son. When we weren't even thinking about you, God, doing the foolishness that we do in this world, God, you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. He died so that we might be free. He died, God, so that those that desire freedom and need freedom can be set free. And he did that, God, before we were even shaped in our mother's womb. And we want to be like you. We want to be forgiving. We want to be tenderhearted. We want to be loving. So help us, God, today to lay aside hurts, lay aside harm that people have done to us, lay aside, God, things that cause us to hold on to grudges, hold on to unforgiveness, bind that spirit of unwilling to forgive in our lives today. Because you promised, Lord, that if we can't forgive, then you can't forgive us. And your forgiveness, oh God, is what we need. And it's greater than holding on to the past hurts, to the past pains, to the past issues that we had with people. So forgive us our debts as we forgive those that are our debtors. Help us to not hold on, but help us to live freely in you and through you. Oh God, loving, merciful, kind, tenderhearted, forgiving, loving one another. Even as you have forgiven us, so also should we forgive others. Thank you for your word, God, that shows us the way that we should go, and that Jesus, as our example, Lord, he shows us what we need to do and how we should live on this earth. Thank you for his example. Thank you for his forgiving heart. Jesus didn't hold grudges. He didn't even hold grudges against those that were persecuting him, the Pharisees. He didn't hold grudges against the Sadducees. He didn't hold grudges against the people who at one point walked with him and called him Hosanna, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and the King of Israel's entering into Jerusalem. And then later on in that week, talking about crucifying him. He didn't hold any grudges. God, one of his good men, his insiders, God, turned their backs on him, and God had betrayed him, Lord, but he was still willing to forgive. His ace boon coon, Peter, God, one of his really insiders, God, oh, God, denied him three times, Lord, but he still was willing to forgive, Lord. So no matter how big it is, there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing anybody can do that's new under the sun that was not done to Jesus. But in spite of what they did, and in spite of what we've done to him, he was willing to forgive us. And he's willing to shed his blood on Calvary's cross so that we might have life and that more abundantly. Help us to love like you. Because if the love of God waxes strong in us, then we won't hold hurts and we won't hold grudges. We won't render evil for evil, but we'll render love for evil. When they spitefully use us and persecute us, we won't return unto them the same thing, but we'll return unto people love. We'll return back unto them kindness. We'll return back unto them gentleness and meekness. We'll let your spirit have his way to lead us in our thoughts and lead us in our actions and lead us in our response, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to be forgiving, Lord. That's what our desire is to do, to be more like you each and every single day. So forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And then he went on to say, to lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And God, we know the way that you know the way that we should take. And so, in the book of Proverbs, the word says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not into thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy pathway. Lord, as we seek your face this morning, we ask you to order our footsteps. For the word also says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And he delighted in his ways, delight in your ways. We delight in surrendering to you, God. We delight, God, in surrendering to your will, God. We delight in following your instruction, God, because you won't lead us astray. Oh, God, if we trust you, we put our whole heart in you, God. We don't have to lean into our own understanding, God. You will direct our pathways, Lord, when we submit to your will. Help us to not submit in words only, but, God, help us to submit totally and wholly and fully in words and deeds to walk the walk that we're saying and not just talk the talk, but surrender to you, God, in every area of our lives. Let thy will be done. Lead us, God, because you're always going to lead us to you, God. And whatsoever we find ourselves in, we always can look to you, God. You'll always be there. God, no matter where we go, you're always there. And we always can rely upon you. We always can trust in you. Lead us, Lord, today. As we go into our meetings, Lord, today. Lead us, Lord, this day. As we drive into work or go running our errands today. Lead us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lead us to the path of righteousness, God, for your name's sake. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't have to fear any evil because he understood that you would be leading him. He understood that you would be protecting him. He understood that you would never leave him or ever forsake him, God, that you would be a strong tower, that you would be a mind regulator, that you would be the wheel in the middle of a wheel. He had no doubt. He had no fear that you would lead him in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, that you might get the glory out of our walk and of our talk. So God, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Total submission to you. And when we follow your will, God, we don't have to worry about being led to temptation because you won't put any more on us than we can bear, Lord. You know, God, you'll always give us a way of escape, Lord. Where you lead us, God, we shall follow because, Lord, you would always give us a way of escape. As the temptation comes, as the affliction comes, as the deception comes, Lord, you'll give us an opportunity to choose the right way. And, Lord, we don't want to lean upon our flesh. We don't want to trust our flesh to do the right thing. But, Lord, we need your spirit to lead, God, and direct us and lead us into the path of righteousness for your name's sake. And he went on to say at the end of the prayer, for thine are the kingdom, the power, the glory, both now and forever. Amen. And so at the beginning of our prayer, we acknowledge that you alone are God. And at the end of the prayer, God, we should always acknowledge that you alone are God. Thank you for being God. Thank you for being magnificent. Thank you for being all-powerful. Thank you for being merciful. Thank you for loving me, God. Thank you for keeping me, Lord. Thank you for being a strong tower. Thank you for being a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Thank you for being a rock, God. Thank you for being my redeemer, Lord. Thank you for being the blood, oh God, that washes my sins away. Thank you, God, for being everything that I need and more. Help us to pray, Lord, and teach us to pray. Let us not just find ourselves praying because we find ourselves in valley situations. But God, in whatsoever state we find ourselves in, help us to be willing to call upon you. Shape our minds even now, God. You are the potter and we are the clay. Shape us to be the vessels that you need for us to be, that we will constantly seek after your face, Lord, in season, out of season, in the valleys or in the desert, Lord, or on the mountaintops, Lord, wherever we find ourselves at, to remain steadfast in prayer. For men ought to always pray and not faint, God, to pray without ceasing, to call upon your name, to grow our relationship with you, to get to know you better, God, to hide your word in our heart that we might not sin against thee, God, to walk with you, Lord. I want to be like Enoch, Lord, where it says that Enoch was because he constantly walked with you, God. In the name of Jesus, I want to walk with you, Lord, and I want to talk with you. And, Lord, I want to abide in you so that you can abide in me, God. I want to grow my relationship with you, so help me to draw nearer to thee, Lord, each and every day. Nearer to our God. Nearer to our Savior. Nearer to our Lord. Come no more and have your way, God. Have your way in our hearts. Have your way in our minds. Have your way in our souls even now. Draw us to the cross even right now where we have received life. Draw us nearer to thee, God, that we would be like Paul when he says that I may know you in the power of your resurrection, in the fellowship of your suffering, to be made conformable unto your death, God. Help us to get and give us a desire to know you more intimately, Lord, not to have a relationship, God, that's on the outskirts, Lord, not to have a relationship, God, that's only give, and I mean, instead of, I mean, take, instead of give, God, but we want a relationship with you where we have a give and take. You're a God that's not stingy, Lord. You're only stingy with your love for us, Lord. You want us, Lord, and when we give to you, you give back to us, and you don't give back unto us the same, God. But, God, when we give you our love, Lord, you give us greater love back, God. When we give you of our talents, Lord, you give us greater blessing back, God. When we give you of our resources, Lord, you give us things back greater, God, because your word says that when we give, it shall be given back unto us, pressed down in good measures, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Oh, God, good measures, God. It's measures for our blood. What we should be receiving, God. But that's just the type of God that you serve, God, that you do things that are exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think, God. You do things, oh God, that blow our mind continuously. And we get those things because we are joint heirs with Jesus. We get those things because we believe in you. We get those things because we belong to you. And how so much more would you do for your children than you would do for the lilies of the fields and the fowls of the air? God, there's no good thing that you would withhold from them that fear you, those that love you, those that belong to you, God. There is no good thing that you will withhold. And so this day, God, we ask that you would fill our cups with more of you, more of your anointing, more of your power, more of your strength, more of your nature. God, we desire to be more like you. So bless us, God, as we go. Bless us as we walk. Bless us as we talk. Bless us as we lead. Bless us as we guide. Bless us as we go, wherever it might be, whatever we might be doing. Let it be done for your glory. Let it be done for your honor, and let it be done for your praise. Teach us to pray, God. Teach us how to pray, and draw us nearer to thee. For you are everything that we need and more. So as you bless us, God, help us and meet us and make us to be the people to be a blessing to this nation. And so we pray for our nation right now. We pray for it right now. We pray for his cabinet, Lord, right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We place them in your hands. We place the government in your hands because, God, you know what you have in store for this nation, and you know what you have in store for your people. So we don't have to be weary. We don't have to be fretful because the heart of the king is in your hands, and we pray for him that you would save him, that you would set him free, God, that you would deliver him, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I need to pray some more, God, because, God, I just want your will to be done in the lives of America. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, there have been wicked people, God, that have led your people back to you. And, God, you didn't save them. You didn't deliver them. And so, God, if it is your will that you would save him, God, our president, and those that are working with him, God, let your will be done. But, God, help us to not look to man for our resources, for our help. Help us, God, to look to you. This is a call, God, for us to stop relying upon man, but to rely upon the God of our salvation. We don't need a king. God, we're not looking for a savior. We already have a king. We already have a savior, and his name is Jesus. He is God Almighty. We already serve the one who reigns on the throne. So we pray that you would direct the hands of our president, that you would lead, God, and direct him, Lord, and that you would grant him salvation. Save, God. I know that you desire that all would be saved. Save. Save in his family, Lord. Save in his cabinet, God. Put godly advisors next to him, Lord, that they will
lead, that they would listen to godly instruction, Lord. It's amazing that as you look through the word, Lord, it, even the ungodly kings, God, had godly people talking to them, letting them know. I remember the king of Syria. He wanted to know how in the world did Elisha know what was going on in the kingdom. And his men said, King, he even knows what's going on inside your bedroom, Lord. Glory to your wonderful name. Send godly wisdom towards them, towards his leadership. Oh, God, that they may heed the word of God, that they may follow the instruction, Lord, that you have given them for this day and for this time. You punished, God, the Chaldeans, Lord, because they did more than what you told them to do, what you gave them freedom to do. And so they were punished because, God, they afflicted your people more than you wanted them to be afflicted, Lord. Glory to your wonderful name, Lord. Help your people to call upon you, because this is the time that we should be praying, and help, oh God, the government to be obedient to what you have instructed them to do in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray for mayors. I pray for county officers. Pray for state officials. Pray for those in government in high position. And not only that, God, I pray for the people of God. I pray for those, the remnant that's in the land, that have not turned their backs on you, that have not turned away from serving you. Oh, God, help us to pray. Because this is a time and season that, God, you said, if I send pestilence into the land, and God, there's pestilence in the land, God. It's been a drought in California for years, Lord, and now they can't even stop the water from falling. Lord, pestilence is in the land. God, we're in at 70 degrees next couple of days in on the East Coast in D.C. and Virginia, it's going to be 70 degrees, Lord. It's supposed to still be cold, Lord. There's pestilence in the land. But, Lord, you're still our God. And you said if these things occur, if my people, which have been called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, and you'll hear from heaven. You'll forgive our sins, and you'll heal our lands. You're calling us back to prayer. You're calling us back to submission. You're calling us back to obedience to your word, Lord. Give us an ear to hear, Lord, and a heart to receive your instructions. For time is short, Lord. You are soon to return. So let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the remnant stand up, God, and cry out, God, holy, holy, holy. Let your people stand strong and stand firm in you this day. I pray for my bishop, my pastor, Bishop Ted Thomas. I pray for traveling mercies, God, as he makes his way back from Florida. I pray for the general board, Bishop Charles Edward Blake, Bishop P.A. Brooks, Bishop J.W. Macklin, God, Bishop Lawrence Wooten, Bishop Cedric Daniels, Bishop George Dallas McKinney, God, Bishop Wells, Bishop J. Drew Sheard, Bishop Brandon Porter, Bishop God, Matthew Williams, Bishop Daryl Hines, our general board. I pray for Bishop Lyles, Lord, our general secretary. I pray for Bishop Frank Anton White, God, our financial secretary. I pray for Mother Barbara McCool Lewis, God, the leader of the Department of Women. I pray for auxiliary heads, Bishop Elijah Hankerson, Lord, evangelism, who does the work of evangelism. God, he's not just looking to have a title, Lord, but he's on the ground serving God and ministering God and leading people to Christ, Lord. Thank you for his example, Lord. Pray for Bishop Alton Gatlin of our Sunday school and Bishop God, I mean, and Pastor God, Ben Stevens, God, of our youth department, God. I pray for our auxiliary heads. Dr. Judith McAllister of our music department, Lord. And I know I'm forgetting the department, Lord. Missions, God, Bishop, oh, God, I can't think of his name, but you know, looking at his face right now, God, I pray for that young man as he travels around the world, God, spreading the gospel, Lord, doing about going and doing your will. Matthew, God, Bishop Matthews. I pray for those leaders, God, and their
assistants, Lord, those, the ladies that work with them. I don't know all the ladies, Lord. Those that work with them, I pray for them and their leadership, and I pray for them, God, and that you would give them guidance and wisdom on how to lead their departments so that the church would grow. We're a fivefold ministry, Lord, and we want our churches to grow completely amongst our young people, amongst those that are wise, amongst those that are serving the least among us, amongst those that are our Levites, our worshipers, God. We want God to be well-rounded in ministry throughout the land. Then I pray for the pastors in the Great Northern District, Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Assistant Superintendent Eddie Pruitt, God, Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Pastor Ray Satterfield, Pastor Kenneth Hackett, God, Pastor Wayne Cream, Pastor Andy Cork, Pastor Lawrence Clayette, Pastor Clifton Cooley, Pastor William Cornick. God, if I've forgotten any, God, you know. I pray for the pastors in this area. I pray for myself, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Herschel Chenault, my dear friend, God, and Pastor Samuel Metcalf, God. Forgot to call him back last night, God. I pray for those pastors, Pastor Brian Jones. Lord, those pastors that minister in this area, pray for their success in their ministries, God. I pray for growth in their ministries, Lord, in the name of Jesus. There's enough sinners in the world to fill every single one of our churches. We don't have to battle anyone. Fight anyone for anybody. You have a harvest just for each and every one of us. Where we have sown, God, we can reap the harvest. Where we have sown and tilled, Lord, there's a harvest waiting for us. For the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Send us in additional laborers to help us to reap the harvest that we may continue to grow. I thank you for what you're doing at Praise Center. God, you are sending in the harvest, God, in the name of Jesus, and I'm grateful that we have remained steadfast in our commitment, steadfast in our faith towards you, and you are honoring your word to us, that, God, in this house it shall be filled, God. The last couple of weeks, God, you've been sending visitor after visitor, God, and we want to say thank you, God. Help us to be prepared for what you have for us. There's no use, God, in sending the harvest if we don't have the resources to be able to receive the harvest. So, God, you placed us into this wonderful building, and, God, prepare us to lead those that you are sending our way. Prepare us, God, to love on those that you are sending our way. God, prepare us to pray for, intercede on behalf, encourage, oh, God, build up, God, breathe light into those that you are preparing to send our way. Because, God, we don't want to be inadequate. We don't want to be ill-equipped to handle what you have in store for us. So grow us stronger every day as we continue to remain steadfast in prayer. Oh, God, because prayer changes things, and prayer keeps us in contact and in communion with you. Bless each and every member of Praise Center. Oh, God. Lady Olinda McCowan, Sister Diamond Starr, Brother Eric McCowan, Sister Crystal McCowan, Brother Aaron McCowan, touch his body right now. Drive out that sickness, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood. Your blood cover him right now. Your blood crown him right now, God, and drive out the ailment, drive out the sickness, God. Let it not leave any effects, Lord, but make him stronger, heal his body, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, Missionary Myrna Howard, Missionary Lysandra Miller, Sister Connie Coulter, Sister Deanne Graham, Brother Renix Graham, Brother Herbert Lee. God, and his young three daughters, God, bless our ministry. Continue to send growth our way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for the DeBose family, oh, God, who has joined us the last couple of weeks, God, and Sister DeBose's mom, Miss Simmons, Lord. We pray, God, that you would bless them. Thank you for the visitation, God, from Major Butler and his son, Kiwan, God. Thank you, Lord, for those that you are sending our way. Oh, God, you have something great in store for us, Lord, and this is our season of breakthrough, and we are walking in this time of breakthrough, God, wholeheartedly committed to you, God, because we know that you're going to open up doors, Lord. We know that you're going to make the crooked way straight, Lord. We know that you're going to make a way out of no way, God, and we thank you for being a keeper. We thank you for being a provider. We thank you for being a way maker, God, and we thank you for being the love of our souls. I pray for everyone that is taking time out this morning to join us in prayer. For those that are members, God, I've already called out their name. But for those that are not members, God, I pray that you would bless those that invest in our ministry, God. I pray, God, for Brother Carl Christopher, Lord, who invests in our ministry, God, financially every single month, Lord. I pray for Kenyatta Schamberger, God, someone who intercedes on our behalf, God, and prays for this ministry, God, and looks after this ministry, God, all the time. I pray that you bless them, God. I pray that you would bless and touch Lisa Law, God, touch her body, touch her mind right now, God. She intercedes on behalf of this ministry, God, and blesses us financially, God. I pray for my brother Larry Brown, God. He prays for this ministry, God. God, intercede on our behalf, God. Look out for us in prayer, God. I pray that you would bless him where he's at right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I call on the name of John Hamilton, God, who asked for prayer, God, recently, Lord. I pray that you would make a way out of no way for him, God, and give him favor in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I declare that the works of the enemy in the lives of this people are done, God. The things that he set as traps, God, I bind them right now, God, and I cast them out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that you would order their footsteps, Lord, and lead and guide and direct them, and God, and be a light unto them, a light unto their pathway, God, and grant them favor, grant them victory, grant them strength right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that they would take you out of the box of their lives and that they would allow you to rest, rule, and abide in them and to grant them victory, grant them guidance, and grant them peace. Bless them in their endeavors. Bless them in their activities. Bless them in the ministries that they are attached to. Oh, God, to be laborers, not just to be sitting idly by. And so, God, I ask that you would bless this day. Everything that we put our hands to do, let it be done for your glory and for your honor. You're the reason for this time. You're the reason why we're living. And, God, is that, and that's to bring you glory and to give you honor and to give you praise. Come no more and have your way in our lives, Lord, as we submit to your will and we submit to your way. Lead us and guide us and direct us on this day, God, that your will might be done and that our will might line up with yours. Have your way, God. Be glorified. Be magnified. Be honored and be adored in your people. Continue to bless us. Bless this ministry, God. Bless our praise pantry, God. Bless our computer lab, Lord. Bless our outreach to Greenfield, God, assistant living, God. Bless everything that we put our hands to do, that it may be done for your glory. It may be done for your honor. I pray for the Butch family in their time of bereavement, Lord. I pray for the White family in their time of bereavement, God, that you will continue to bless them and keep them. The Williams family, God, the Guzman family during their time of bereavement, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray for those that are on our prayer wall, Lord. I didn't get a chance to look at them, God, but you know the names. You know the petitions, God. I pray for Brother Coulter today, God, that you would show him favor and show him mercy, Lord, today, and get his attention, God, to come back to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray for the Coulter babies as well, the family. I pray for this day. We give you glory, God. We give you honor and we give you praise. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to magnify you today. We're going to glorify you today and to bless you this day with the fruit of our lips, Lord. And we're going to magnify you and offer and live as a living sacrifice for your glory and your honor. Bless us this day. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.